The beginning of Ezekiel's ministry was marked by a sublime vision of the throne of God's glory. The prophet was in Babylon with the exiles from Judah, who had been deported with King Jehoiakim 11 years before the destruction of Jerusalem. Ezekiel was called by God to be a watchman for the nation. He was told that he would be held accountable by the Lord if he failed to denounce the sins of the people and warn them of the consequences of their disobedience. God commanded him not only to announce, but also to enact certain prophecies. He was told to shut himself up inside his house, and he would be dumb, except when he was given a word from the Lord. As a visible sign of the message of God's judgment upon Jerusalem, Ezekiel outlined the city on a large clay tablet, surrounded by an enemy camp, and then erected siege works against it, with ramps and battering rams. The prophet was told to eat only a little unclean bread and drink a small amount of water each day, just as the inhabitants of Jerusalem would do throughout the siege of the city. He was to lie in discomfort for 390 days on his left side and 40 days on his right side, as a living image of Israel and Judah's humiliation during the years of exile and chastisement. He was to shave his hair and beard with a sharp sword as a sign of defeat and shame, and then burn or scatter the hair, with the exception of a few strands that he was to keep. This would be a sign of the death or exile of all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, with the exception of a few survivors. Then God told Ezekiel to prophesy against the mountains and hills of Israel. It was on these high places that pagan sanctuaries and altars had been built, so these places would be laid waste and all the idols and images destroyed. Because of their repeated sin of idolatry, the Lord would bring death and ruin to the nation, and only a remnant would escape. Then one day Ezekiel had a vision in which he was transported by the Spirit to Jerusalem. He was shown the Lord's temple profaned with idols and heathen paintings of divinities and animals on the walls, and he saw 70 elders of the house of Israel burning incense to them. The prophet saw women weeping over the death of a pagan god, and men worshipping the rising sun at the entrance to the temple with their backs turned on the house of God. The prophet heard the voice of the Lord give an order to massacre the population. Only a godly remnant would be spared, those who were faithful to the Lord and had been marked on their foreheads at God's command by a man clothed in linen. While the people of the city were being slaughtered and the temple defiled with dead bodies, Ezekiel fell face down to intercede for Israel and Judah. Then raising his eyes, he saw God's throne of glory. It was the same vision he had been given on the banks of the Kibar River in the land of the Chaldeans. The man clothed in linen, who had marked the faithful remnant on their foreheads, came close to the throne of sapphire and took burning coals from the hands of one of the cherubim, which he threw over the rebellious city to burn it. Then the glory of the Lord rose, borne up by the cherubim, and left the temple. The cherubim and the wheels rose upward and crossed the threshold of the sanctuary, then moved to the east gate, went out of the defiled and rebellious city, and came to rest above the mountains lying to the east, the Mount of Olives. Then the Spirit lifted up the prophet and brought him back, in vision, to the exiles in Babylonia, and he told them everything the Lord had shown him. During the years that followed, Ezekiel faithfully continued to announce the word of the Lord. He condemned the false prophets, the wicked leaders, the persistent idolatry of the people, and their hard, unrepentant hearts. He prophesied against the two great criminal cities, Samaria and Jerusalem. Samaria, capital of the northern kingdom of Israel, had fallen many years before, and Jerusalem, the city of adultery and bloodshed, would soon suffer the same fate. Shortly before the disaster, Ezekiel was warned by God that he would lose his wife, and was told not to mourn over her. This was to be a sign to the exiles, who would also have to accept in silence the loss of what was most dear to them, Jerusalem, the temple, and their families in the homeland. Ezekiel's wife died the day the siege of Jerusalem began. Next episode, prophecies concerning the restoration of Israel.